protest, I think, was called by a group, I think the Catholic Parents Association.
Okay.
And they just let me know that it was happening. So I went in just to support them because I felt like they had a legitimate concern for their children, given this stuff that's been promoted by the Department of Education on sex education. And so I went and met them in front of the Norma Foley's office. And so there was one staff member in there, so they invited us in. And so we went in, and then one or two of the people there had their phones. And the next thing was police arrived. And so, I mean, it was a peaceful protest, so we all left, obviously, and went outside and stood on the streets. And then there were speakers there. You had a number of young mothers there who spoke, and then you had a couple of men there who spoke as well. And so I did too. I basically was there to speak on behalf of the church, which always identifies the parent as the primary educator, and the teacher is in loco parentis. And so that was my particular role in there. Then I saw, somebody sent me last night, I saw the headline of the Independent, you know, controversial priest, you know, is evicted from Norma Foley's office by the police. And I thought, that's a total misrepresentation of what took place, actually.
Okay, so from your point of view, you were invited in to the office by the staff?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yes, yes.
Okay. And then you carried out. There was 19 minutes of filming took place where I think it was Alan Whelan of the Catholic Parents Association. The minister wasn't there, of course. It was just her staff members that were there. So he was explaining the reasons why ye are so upset with this new curriculum or what's proposed to be taught to students in school from next September. And that went on from 19 minutes, and that was posted up online. After the event,
At what point were
the Gardaí called?
Well, we were only in there a few minutes, actually, and everything was fine till some of the people who were there started asking questions. It was then a staff member apparently called the police, and so a policeman came and said that they had been called. And of course, we moved out immediately. There were only about maybe five or six people at that time who were actually there and who came in.
Okay.
So that was that situation.
Well, it's our understanding, it's understood by Radio Kerry that Gardaí were called after a number of the protesters or the people having the rally yourselves, that you refused to stop videoing. That basically they'd been asked by staff members to stop videoing as other members of the public were trying to get into the premises, other constituents on constituent matters. And essentially, that's why you were asked to leave the office and stop filming with the Gardaí.
That actually is a blatant lie.
Okay,
it's a blatant lie.
You feel that's not the case? You just
not
left.
At all. No.
You left when the Gardaí came in and asked you to leave.
As soon as the guard came in and said they were called, immediately we left. Yes.
Okay.
And nobody during the... we were only in there about maybe 5 minutes or so. During that time, nobody actually had come into the office at all. And nobody was trying to get in. If they'd asked us immediately to leave the office, we would have, because it was a peaceful protest. The other thing was, too, that some of the members mentioned, they said that... that here is Minister Foley, who, according to the advertiser, this last week's advertiser, has a picture in there, and she says, always available to support and assist with any queries or issues you might have. She was apparently informed that this protest was going to take place, but she chose not to be there. So I think some people called on her about that as well. My contribution was basically, look, what's happening, what's been pushed in the schools from a Christian standpoint is certainly immoral. And that parents have a right to stand up and protect their children if they feel like their children are being exposed to something that might corrupt them. And that was the reality. I was amazed, actually, when I saw the Independent headline. I thought, you know, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, so you weren't forcibly removed. You were just, you left when the Gardaí arrived.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Okay. It was a very, very nice policeman, a very cordial policeman. I mean, then a couple of them stood across the street during the time of the protest, which lasted maybe about, I guess, about an hour or so, where different people who spoke, you know, about their concerns and so on. It was very peaceful.
Very calm. No yeah. harassment, no.
No,
What would
no.
you say to someone to say, look, it's not very fair to go in and to film people in their place of work. The minister wasn't there. You'd established that she wasn't there. You were obviously communicating your concerns to her staff, but that it can be intimidating for people. Someone comes in, a group of people come in, they're filming online, and all of a sudden you know this is going to be out there in the public, that it's not a very nice way to do things.
Well, it may not be a very nice way to do things, but by the same token, it is public. It is a public office. I mean, it's not a private home. I mean, somebody called me last night to say that there was some gossip going around Listowel that Father Sheehy and about a few others broke into Norma Foley's house. I mean, it was just totally absurd. But it's a public office. You know, I mean, look, the fact is, though, Jerry, you know yourself. I mean, everybody films everybody today. I mean, that's the way it is.
Does that make it okay, though, is the question. Does that make it okay to go in and film people who are like, the minister wasn't there. It was staff members you were talking to, and you filmed them and posted it up online.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but by the same token, though, that she knew, she had been told that this was going to take place. So if she was really concerned about addressing the public and their concerns, then surely she would have informed the staff as to what to say. But neither one of them who were there actually said anything whatsoever. None of them. Mm. And even when people asked questions, there was no answer from either one of the staff.
Could you blame them, though? They know they're being filmed. They know they were being filmed.
But look, they're working for a public servant. Mm. I mean, they're in the public, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're not the public servants themselves. They're not public representatives. Like, their faces aren't up on posters.
But they're representing the public servant, though, aren't they? But why would they have the office opened if they weren't going to be representing the public servant?
So they're fair game to be filmed.
In today's world, look, it seems to me like everybody is fair game to be filmed, because everybody's filmed doing everything, even the streets of the cities. Everybody's filmed. And so people in public life, they need to recognise that that's the reality today.
You feel that's fair enough?
I do. Mm. I do, yeah. I do.
Can I ask you, just on the issue you were there to protest against and the issue of the new curriculum coming in September, you're concerned about, you just mentioned about parents there and parents being in loco parentis. Parents will be allowed to opt their children out if they're not happy with this. Isn't that the case?
But by the same token then, you see, What's the purpose of the schools? Is the purpose of the schools to educate the children in terms of their cognitive development, or is it the purpose of the schools to be an institution for indoctrination? I mean, that's the reality. When I see, for example, this stuff that's put out by the Department of Education, which encourages teachers to, in the junior cycle, to talk about drag queens, talk about cross-dressers, to eliminate the term boyfriend and girlfriend and replace it with the word partner. I mean, this is absurd. Mm. This is absolutely ridiculous. Mm.
Well, what about the argument, and not to get too deep into it in the time we have, but what about the argument that this relationship sex education syllabus is 20 years old, that it's out of date, that you need to educate children as to what's happening out there in the world so they're prepared to talk to their parents, they're prepared for the world as it exists rather than the world that we'd like it to be, or you'd like it to be, perhaps, that there's another world out there, and if you don't equip your children with the knowledge, then you're letting them down. Ignorance lets them make bad decisions and not know what they're coming up against.
Because that to me doesn't really add up, because the fact is that you educate children in accord with their ability to learn, in accord with their psychosocial stage of development. You don't, for example, talk to primary school children about such things as masturbation, about such things as a boy can become a girl and a girl can become a boy. That's totally absurd. I mean, and saying to a single person using the pronoun they to refer to that individual, that's absurd.
But this
even if you had no religious faith at all, even from a reasonable standpoint, that's absurd.
Yeah, but this is for not for primary school children. This is for junior cycle students coming in September. I know they also hope to reform the senior cycle one for 2024.
And then the following year
for primary school students. So it's not accurate to say what's been presented, what we've seen from the draft, is going to go into primary schools.
But by
it's
the same
junior
token,
level,
the,
junior cert level, the, which is much older
by
children.
By the same token, what they're doing basically is that they're promoting immorality from a Christian standpoint. They're actually promoting immorality even from a natural standpoint.
To your mind, though.
No, it's to God's mind.
Is it not the case then that parents still have the control and still have the decision if they, I don't like this, I'm opting out. So it's not being forced on anybody.
But by the same token then, the parents then are forced to actually cause their children then to undergo a type of pressure that they don't need to be placed on them. In other words, they're putting them in a situation now where you're going to have to be different. You can't now be with the others. You have to opt out. And the fact is, sadly, many parents won't cause their children to opt out because they just go along to get along type thing. So what children have been exposed to is a total disgrace in this program. It's actually taken their innocence away. It's actually putting a pressure even on teenagers that they don't need because they're already struggling with an identity psychologically and psychosocially. Now they're told, oh, well, if you change your body parts now, you know, all your problems will go away. That's absurd.
That's what you're protesting against. Will you protest again? Will you do this again? Will you go into the office again? Will you look to meet the minister again?
I don't know. Look, I am no crusader at all. But I do believe, though, that the leadership, that the bishops and the priests of the church should be standing up to support the parents who want their children to be exposed to a Christian morality in the schools in which they attend, in which they participate. That's all I'm saying, that the bishops and the priests should be out there. And I'm there basically to support the people, to say, look, you are right because you are in accord with the law of God, the law of nature, and what you're doing is right. And I'm here to support
that. Okay. Final brief point, Father Sean. Did you know who was filming the last day, who carried out the film?
No, I didn't know.
There is some concern that the tactics used, the filming and the posting it up online, and some of the same people who are protesting this curriculum are from the far right sections of society and do this filming all the time. They're anti-immigration, they attack LGBT values, and some of the people who are even, you know, congratulating ye for what you did are, you know, high profile far-right protesters who spread misinformation on several issues online. Would you be concerned that you'd be aligned with them with these sort of tactics?
Well, but you know what, Jerry? I tell you what, you know, I mean, I'm neither far right or far left. I'm strive to be Christian to the best of my ability. Mm. And I tell you what, though, I'd rather be far right than far wrong, because I think the people who are pushing this stuff from this Department of Education are far wrong.
So you're not worried about being aligned or being associated with people who are on the far right and spreading misinformation?
Look, I'm not aligned with any political group. I am aligned with Jesus Christ and the traditional teaching of the church. That's who I'm aligned with, Jerry. That's it.
Okay. All right, Father Sheehy, thanks very much
for taking
time.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks.
I appreciate it.